This is Nerdgasm All Over, episode 39. Honey, I Storm the Capitol.
Fuck, I got nothing.
Well, ain't you just a little bit of a soldier bitch?
Yeah, I guess the Iron Sheik told me.
Soldier brony, tell him.
Possibly even a soldier. Yeah, I was about to say, possibly even a soldier brony. I don't know.
There's a lot of fucking lances in medieval times. Fucking Lancelot and shit. Whatever!
I quit. That's it. I'm done.
You'll find out the actual joke in just
a minute. All right.
Stop debuffing me, bitch.
Fuck y'all! I quit!
My mic sounds really bad now, and I don't know why, and that's fine. Let's start the episode. Woo! To another fantastic episode of Nerdgasm All Over. Holy shit, my fucking air conditioner's on. But I am your host, Ryan, sitting in with Josh.
I just wanted to let everybody know that Mario has 9 days, 3 hours, 16 seconds, and 59 seconds until he dies.
Wait, did you say seconds twice?
I think
I'm,
so.
I might have.
Yeah.
I meant minutes. Yeah. 9 hours.
I get it.
3 hours, 16 minutes, 32 seconds until he dies. Okay, anyway.
And then Captain Runa joke, John.
Hey, have you guys noticed that there's no one named Lance anymore? Like, there's people that just do not exist named Lance. But back in the Middle Ages, whew, people were named Lance a lot.
I fucking hate you so much. You are actually the fucking worst. You are actually the goddamn fucking worst. Son of a bitch, dude.
Hold on. Can we pause here for a minute? So, John, when I do see you, you're I'm going to make this the golden age of senses because I'm about to choke a child, and that's going to be you.
Oh, God. You are actually the worst, though, man. Like, man, wow. Like, I don't even
think that for the outro, honestly, if I knew it was going to get this bad.
Oh, all right. And, of course, sitting in from sunny Florida, that ruined me for the rest of the show. I want you to know. Sin. Sin?
I got nothing.
Yeah, see, John, you fucked everything up. Well, all right, yeah, that's going to be it. Good night, everybody.
Night, bitches.
That'll be our April 1st episode that we
Good night, everybody.
Anyway, yeah, we're back with another fantastic episode of Nerdgasm All Over. Lots to talk about this week. Sunday, not quite at 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, like we usually are, unfortunately, if it wasn't, it wouldn't be Nerdgasm, rather, if we didn't have weird issues, like John having issues getting his shit to connect to his computer and, just all sorts of goofy stuff. But anyway, it's Nerdgasm All Over. We'll go on into the first segment that we always do at the top half of the podcast, where we take a look at current events. What the fuck did America do this week? Formerly COVID Corner. Oh, first and foremost, apparently massive, like huge groups of like hundreds and thousands of people flocked to Miami Beach because, obviously spring break is coming and Florida saw it in their minds to remove a majority of their COVID restrictions because great. And now all of a sudden they realized, oh, it's getting out of control. So the Miami Beach PD has been shooting spring breakers with pepper balls to enforce an emergency curfew that they had to set up. Really? No one saw this happening? Not even that. Like, okay, like, I get all these dumb asses being down there or whatever, but, like, seriously, nobody in fucking, like, Florida, like, nobody that was in charge of anything as far as Florida's COVID restrictions thought that this was going to happen? Like, seriously. What the fuck? And, like, go ahead.
It's just, wow. Go ahead.
I want to invoke the giant front Twin Peaks and just say it is happening again. Because this happened last year, right?
Yeah,
people didn't ignore the spring break came. People ignored any shutdown restrictions. Like, I'm not going to let that ruin my time, so I'm going to go to spring break. And then, now you get pepper sprayed because you're in an area that you shouldn't be in right now because there's a pandemic going on.
It's just like, I don't understand what the fuck is going on. It's like, these people are just fucking stupid. And like, and so like, it just, but like, I, of course this was going to happen. Like you lifted all the, so this is where we're starting to see all these different places lift COVID restrictions and not just lift restrictions, but like get rid of most or all of them. And this is where we get to start seeing like, oh, this is where the science experiment is going. Huh? Things are going completely tits up. Okay. But like, that's where we're at right now. Things are going completely fucking south, dude. Like, are you goddamn kidding me? So the police are... What's that, Josh?
I'm sorry. How long was Florida actually locked down this time? I was asking, how long was Florida locked down the first time? Because I didn't feel like it was only like...
Yeah, it was two months.
3 months.
I was going to say, it was about 15 minutes compared to the rest of the country. Although my understanding is there are other places in the country that didn't lock down like at all. So, I guess we'll see with that. But
Which states did not lock down? I'm curious.
My understanding is North Dakota, North and or South Dakota didn't.
Sounds about right.
And then, yeah, there was just a handful of other states that were just kind of like, nope, fuck you. Yeah.
If North Dakota locked down, I'm assuming South Dakota did not.
I can't speak on that 100%, but yeah, that sounds right. Like, I hate to say it, but that does sound accurate. I'm trying to think too, like, I know like the problem is too, like a lot of the states, the southern states, like they locked down for about a minute and then just kind of were like, all right, we're done. So it's kind of hard to tell, like, I don't know, man. I know there was a couple states that flat out just were like, fuck you, we're not doing it. But, So anyway, obviously. What's that?
Yeah, DeSantis blinked. I was about to say, DeSantis blinked in like 2 or 3 months. That's all I remember.
Yeah.
And since then, he just hasn't gave a shit. Yeah. Just started opening up things.
Yeah. And just to me, it's hilarious because it's like, you know, like really, you guys, no one saw this coming. Like none of you dumb fucks saw this coming. Like, come on. Of course this fucking happened. Are you kidding me right now? Like, oh my God, Spring Breakers are flocking to, no shit, Sherlock. You didn't think this was going to happen when you were one of the only states that lifted restrictions? Like, there's a reason that none of the other states are lifting restrictions, you doofus. Like, people are so fucking dumb, man. I don't understand.
Florida I don't know what to say about Florida anymore.
It's pretty much F'd in the A. That's pretty much what Florida is.
Yeah.
Cue that footage of that guy from last year. If I get COVID, I get COVID.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Yeah, those fucking people that are like, well, it is what it is, man. Fucking YOLO. And it's like, yeah, I'm going to fucking YOLO your ass. That will not be one of the show titles. But anyway, I'm just saying right now. So obviously big problems in Florida. There's thousands of people flocked to Miami Beach, and it is a clusterfuck, and police are basically treating them like rioters. But, like, dude, you should look at these pictures. It's insane. It looks like a fucking packed, sold-out concert. There are, like, thousands of people as far as the eye can see. It's hilarious. Oh, let's see what else we got. Josh.
Yes. Well, another surge is unlikely by the I'm reading it as is. Another surge is unlikely by the pandemic isn't going away.
Fuck you, Josh. But the pandemic isn't going away. I fixed it, all right? I fixed it.
I thought it was a band called The Pandemic calling the song Another Surge is Unlikely.
You guys are terrible. Whatever. So, no, I hate everyone. Yeah, former chief of the Food and Drug Administration has stated that because of all of the, there's mass, like, vaccinations have ramped up a ton to the point that, like, I know about half the people I know are getting vaccinated right now. And then literally on top of that, you know, we've also got a lot of people that were already infected and everything else. There's probably going to be some protective immunity at about 55% of the population, this person says. And there's enough of a backstop there that I think you won't see a fourth major surge, but that doesn't mean everybody can just go tits up and just say, oh, fuck yeah, and then go down to, like, Miami Beach. Like, we're not there yet, but things are going in the best direction that they have gone this entire time. That being said,
it's starting to improve from here and out so far.
And that, yeah, we're at the point where it should just keep getting better and better instead of getting better and then taking a huge dump in the next winter. So, you know, fingers crossed, things keep going in that direction. But for now, that's kind of what we're looking at. We're looking at things are starting to improve, but don't think that means that you can just fuck off and do whatever. Like, that's not where we're at right now. We need to really hunker down and really, like, just keep your foot on the gas, man, because things are going in a good direction. But we got to keep hitting it, because if we don't, you let your guard down and do some dumb shit, we're going to be going backwards. So we're heading in a good spot, heading into a good direction. And just remember that by the pandemic is not going away. Oh, God, I don't know who added this. Whoever added this one can totally go ahead.
Oh, me.
Yeah, that's me. That's fun.
Did Rick Moranis storm the Capitol on January 6th?
That's...
Well, the man who looked like him did, though.
Oh, God. Yeah, look at this.
A guy
so
that
I just
like
randomly
Rick Moranis
pulled this from, like, the first site that came up. So, FBI wants to find a rioter who allegedly, as a lot of people online has claimed, kind of looks a little like Rick Moranis. So...
I'm sorry. That's so fucking stupid. the better news story would be if it actually was Rick Moranis and, like, all of a sudden he got arrested and ended up in jail and you haven't seen anything from him in years.
That would be hilarious. I hate to say, but that would be hilarious.
So anybody can't see an image, one of the guys who's wearing a, I would assume, a riot helmet, looks a lot like Rick Moranis from Spaceballs with the giant, you know, dark helmet. Yeah, so.
I'm sorry, it's still fucking ridiculous. Like, what the hell?
I think he kind of looks more like
so long.
I think he looks more like Byron Bluth.
Oh my god. I just love that the title of this article is FBI needs help finding Ryder who looks like Rick Moranis.
My joke was for all the Arrested Development fans out there.
No, I know. That's why I laugh, because that's a really fucking obscure reference.
But he looks more like the guy than fucking Rick Moranis, because Jesus.
Yeah, that's, wow.
Wait a minute. Isn't Rick Moranis the one who played in Honey, I Shrunk the Kids?
That's the one. Yep.
Holy shit! Yep. I knew he looked familiar.
This guy apparently tried doing Honey, I Stormed the Capitol, which didn't work out very well for him because he was a killer.
That's it. I'm done. I quit. I'm done for the day. Fuck this. I'm so fucking done now. That's it. Just no.
Oh, no. Oh, my God. That's probably the best thing that anybody's ever said on the show. Honey, I Stormed the Capitol. Oh god!
And it didn't work because his FBI has a photo of him, so he's kind of screwed.
Fucking yikes, George!
But I saw that online. A lot of people are making obvious like jokes about it because he does uncannily look a little like him a bit, but
pretty much Rick Moranis.
Verify that it's somebody completely different. Yeah.
Oh man. Well, all right. That's fun. That's good times. Oh, John, what the hell is your buddy Trump
not
doing?
For him.
No, not at all.
Well, Trump intends to create his own social media network. It's called Trump Book. I wanted it to be called My Trump, but apparently that didn't work well in marketing.
Oh, yeah. Apparently he's coming back to social media. He's making his own network, according to Fox News. Let's see. 2 or 3 months. It's going to be his own platform that will attract tens of millions of new users. Probably not.
Tens of millions. Okay.
Not yet.
Like,
not tens of thousands.
Slow your shit back. Tens of millions.
Yeah. So.
Well, you should be used to this now.
Continue.
Tens of millions. Yeah, about. But you should be used to this now. Whenever he says anything like that, he's obviously over-exaggerating because he has to compensate for something. So, tens of millions, I highly doubt, especially because they're trying to get that other one that got disconnected from Amazon, Google, and a bunch of other stuff that's still trying to bring back up. That's still roaming around, so I don't know how many people are going to be. Are they going to use, like, two of them, or... They're upset at Twitter still.
Yeah, it's a whole thing. I don't so Trump Book, or I don't know, Trump Space. I don't know, I do kind of like My Trump. That could be fun. My Trump. Give me the old Trumparoo.
Trumpler.
Oh god. Mm. Oh good. That sounds
Trump talk.
But Trumpler's terror. Oh god.
Trumpter.
What was the one Trump Google did? Google Plus. Trump Plus sounds weird.
How about Trumped in? Like LinkedIn, but Trumped in.
Oh god, Trumped in. That sounds like a weird
Insta Trump.
Oh.
Snap Trump.
YouTube.
Yikes. All right, let's go ahead and move on before we give anybody any ideas.
Trump art.
Oh, Sin, what is up with Iced Earth's guitarist? Probably going to soon be the former guitarist.
Iced Earth's John Schaefer ordered to be held without bond until trial for participation in Capitol riots.
Yeah, so we talked about this jackass, a couple months ago when we were talking about the Capitol riots. And he obviously got caught. And he ended up getting arrested, and now he's going to sit in jail for months until the trial ends. So that's hilarious. This is what happens when you act like a fucking idiot. So, this guy, you see him clear as day. breaking news. The Iced Earth founder faces half a dozen charges, including violent acts inside the U.S. Capitol. And he also used bear spray on Capitol police officers. So great job. This guy's probably going away for a while, I would say. Yeah, that's not what happens, or that's not what you do, or whatever.
And when he does get back out, he's got no band to join anyways, because they're fucking like, yeah, no, fuck that shit.
Oh, yeah, I'm not going to lie. If anybody on this podcast was involved in any of that shit, you would not be welcome back on this podcast.
Like, oh, no, I agree. Yeah, I mean, even if you didn't say that, if I saw anyone who was part of the podcast that was that, I'd be like, I'm gone. Yeah, no, thank you.
Like, that's interesting, but nope, that's it. We're good. Thanks, guys. But it's been real, but fuck everyone. That's just, you fucking idiot people. So yeah, that's what happens. You do play stupid games, win stupid prizes. Now you're staying in jail indefinitely until we'll see what happens. But for me, that's about all we got going on for America for this week, unless anybody else has anything else to talk that's noteworthy.
No, Newsom's still a prick.
There's.
What? Go ahead, Josh.
Newsom's still a prick. Yeah.
I mean, there's one topic I know that we haven't touched that we're gonna possibly dance around.
Go balls deep, my guy.
Turn it up.
I don't give a fuck what you do.
The recent bullshit with the shooter.
Oh, at the Atlanta spas.
Yeah, I forgot about that. I was watching that as it happened.
Yeah,
we can talk about that for a minute. Basically, and I kind of followed this on and off throughout the week, but apparently March 16th, 2021, there was a series of mass shootings that occurred at three spas, massage parlors, whatever you want to call them. And pretty spread out in Atlanta, Georgia. Eight people were killed. Six people were Asian women, and the other person was wounded. The suspect was 21-year-old, not going to say his name, and he was taken into custody later that day.
Doesn't disagree.
No. And hasn't been charged with a hate crime, but a lot of people think that the characteristics of most of the victims being of Asian descent is a hate crime. They're noting the backdrop of rising anti-Asian sentiment. In the United States because of the pandemic, unfortunately, people like, you know, Trump saying things like, oh, the Kung flu, the China flu, blah, blah, blah.
The China virus.
Yeah. You know, saying all these things, linking it as like it's, you know, some racist, you know, whatever. It effectively, yeah, this happened over the course of it was like basically a single day. The surveillance footage initially showed him entering the first parlor at about 3:38 p.m. And then he went to the other couple of parlors. And then roughly 3.5 hours after the shootings, he was spotted at 8:30 p.m. later that night, 150 miles south of Atlanta. And he's been arrested. So the shooter killed eight people, wounded one, six died at the scene. One died on route to the hospital and one died in treatment. Their ages are 33 to 74. Four of the dead were of Korean ethnicity, as reported by the South Korean Foreign Affairs Ministry. The suspect was 21-year-old, name redacted, from Woodstock, graduated from Sequoia High School, blah, 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 who cares? According to the police, his actions were the result of a sex addiction that conflicted with his religious beliefs. So
bullshit.
Yeah. What the hell is up with that?
So yeah,
I call bullshit on that too.
New York Times states that he quote unquote seemed to have a fixation on sexual temptation, one that can lead to despair among people who believe they are failing to follow the ideal of refraining from sex and even lust outside of heterosexual marriage. So basically, I'm a human being, and yeah, I'm a human being and I like sex, but my religion says I can't, so I killed people. That's a bullshit excuse.
Shouldn't his religion saying not to kill people either?
The funny thing is,
it's somewhere in there. I think there's 10 rules, and I think that's one of the rules there.
Well, so if you follow, if you're going off of the Judeo-Christian, which I think this guy actually was, his religion was based in Judeo-Christian beliefs. If you go off the Judeo-Christian beliefs, there's 10 commandments. None of the 10 commandments says thou shalt not have sex with people, but I tell you what, one of them does say thou shalt not kill. So. That's kind of a shit excuse. To me, that, yeah, I don't know. That's a shit excuse. So yeah, that's
not to mention, I can bring this up. There's an episode of Penn and Teller's Bullshit where they actually go through abstinence, and they go through that, yes, that myth of like, yeah, sex addiction, for that, if you're abstinent and all that. So that's a good episode to watch, by the way.
It's a very good episode.
Touch that topic, but yeah, I don't buy that. Very good episode. I don't buy that. The thing that actually infuriated me was when the police came out and got an MO, and they bluntly told the press that, oh, well, you know, the actions that he caused to do this, he was having a pretty bad days, which led to what happened here. And I'm like, he was having a bad day. There's
right.
Eight fucking people dead. Their whole families are having a terrible day. But this guy defending him, saying that, lay off him a little bit. He had a rough day today.
Right. And then according to the police, according to the police, he came out and said that he thought about killing himself, but then instead he decided to kill others to help other people dealing with sex addiction. Fuck you. Are you serious?
Dude. Did this guy watch the new Joker movie and think it was inspirational?
Probably. I would be shocked otherwise. But, like, unbelievable. Like, this shit is insane.
Maybe. Maybe, yeah. Maybe not. But, yeah, it's just... All this, you know, and of course, learning more about him than before any of the victims were revealed and all this crap. It's just, it's a... endless cycle I've seen several times that apparently will continue until something has to be done about it.
Right.
Sometime, I swear.
It's just, to me, it's just
whether that's
the whole
years in the future.
The whole situation is completely fucked. It's just insane. Like, mm-hmm. I don't understand.
Yeah.
Yeah. So anyway, that's basically the brunt of that. I'm not going to say the guy's name. I'm not going to get into this for another 2 hours because, like,
it doesn't give this guy. We gave him too much information even talking about this.
Fully agree. Too much. But yeah, to your credit, that's something we probably should have, you know, brought up. Just fucking unbelievable.
But it's more for the families that have suffered from this versus him.
No, absolutely.
That and the awareness of still xenophobia again to the Asian Americans.
Yeah.
Currently
living
in the United States, they're going through just mass amounts of bullshit again, mostly caused by the
previous it's unbelievably fucked, man. It just anyway yeah, let's move on into greener pastures, because that just fuck that guy. All right, well, let's go ahead and move on into what the H have you done. Josh, what the H have you done this week?
Mm-hmm. Well, just before we got into the podcast here, I finished Bowser's Fury.
Ha-ha!
So, again, I feel like, that was the collection that with the Super Mario 3D World plus Bowser's Fury. Bowser's Fury is kind of like... An expansion, for lack of a better word, for that. Still really enjoyable. It's like beatable in four-ish hours or so, I would say. To beat the game, you have to get 50 shines, and I think there's only 100 of them in the game, or in that section, but touched on that. I did play a bit of Control. So how should I explain Control? Character goes into apparently a department of the FBI that is not well known, the FBI Bureau of Control, which deals with paranormal mostly. How do I explain this without revealing a little bit too much of it? She gets in there. She's noticed that it's taken over by an entity that he calls the Hiss, as there's a bunch of floating bodies that happen to just be spouting random whisperings of whatever. It's really unintelligible. But she learns later on that the bureau here outside, that she has her own reasons why she came there, is also trying to recover from this, and they need her help. It deals with a bunch of you get a gun, the gun like shapeshifts into other different guns, so even though it looks like a pistol, you can shapeshift it into like a shotgun like mode or like a minigun mode or something, but it still looks like a pistol. She gets random abilities like dashing, allegedly later on the ability to hover in the air, but I haven't got that yet. She collects various objects that look like regular items that you would see in real life, like a safe, but the safe is actually some sort of superpower she can get to start grabbing things around her to block bullets coming in. Very bizarre. A lot of the game reminds me of SCP, if you've ever even remotely looked into that entire part of the internet. But I've been enjoying it so far. It's just really hard to describe, but you get a lot of documents you can get that cover up more of the world building. A lot of it is redacted, like SCP, which is why it reminded me of SCP. A lot of that is redacted. So, and for those who are unaware, SCP is this little community that deals with similar things, the paranormal, but they make up different objects and stories based off that with fake redacted documents and everything. So, I've been enjoying it. Studio who made it was Remedy Studios. If you don't recall Remedy Studios, they did Alan Wake and Max Payne. And Quantum Break, which I haven't played yet, but I was also told that was good. So I've been doing mostly that. It was free on PS. I need to play Alan Wake too. That's been in my backlog for a long time. But anyway,
dude, same.
Control was free on PS Plus in February. I've heard good things about it, so I downloaded it, but I was finishing Ghost of Tsushima before that. But I'm enjoying it. I was about to say, I wish I could talk more about it, but I've basically covered the broad topic of it. Those two have most have been what I've been playing. Watching wise, I haven't done much. I have been trying to watch Space Battleship Yamato 2099, which is a remake of Space Battleship Yamato, over here a while back, called Star Blazers. So the US version is called Star Blazers 2199, because I guess whoever owns the rights back in the early 80s, whenever it came out over in the US or whatever, they still own that. So unlike a certain other company who owns Macross and refuses to release anything related to Macross outside the original series, they're a little more chill, and they allowed this remake to be released from Funimation. So I've been watching that. That is really quick rundown on that. A crew of people from Earth who Earth has been attacked by a foreign planet, and they've been attacking it with these meteoroids that have basically completely destroyed all sorts of life on Earth. So some of the remnants of the people that have survived go into the I believe it's actually the Yamato battleship from World War II, but they repurposed it as a spaceship and try to go to a planet they've had contact with that would have something that would help revitalize Earth. And on the way, they're being attacked by, I believe it was called the Ganulons, are the main enemies. Currently, they're trying to, in the show that I'm watching it, at this point, they're trying to stop the Yamato from reaching the destination. So that's Space Battleship Yamato, three different storylines. They're separated into three different shows. I think Star Blazers, they just ran the whole series as is, but there's this first story, then obviously two more, but for the new show in HD CGI, they've updated it since the 70s, obviously, when it first came out. Really well done. I forgot, because I haven't watched a lot of HD anime recently. It's been mostly older stuff, so once I went in widescreen, I'm like, oh yeah, anime's in widescreen now, that's right.
Anyway, wild.
So I know. I've been watching a lot of stuff from like the 80s and 90s mostly lately. So I haven't been watching anything like new outside JoJo, but that's because I've been a fan of JoJo already since even before the first season came on. So anyway, they've done this remake, which was the 26 episodes based off the original run. They've done the second remake they did was based off the second season. They've announced another one, which I assume is going to be based off the third, but that's as far as they've gone so far. What the studio that helped do these last two no longer exists. They folded last year, so I'm not sure if that's still something that they're doing, maybe, but that franchise is big over there. It's, I wouldn't say Star Wars big, but it's pretty well known. I mean, big enough to have a museum to be of the Yamato battleship, the actual real one, and then have various references and merchandise from the anime location. So it's big enough over there. That's what I've been mostly seeing lately. Haven't really been seeing any films. Just haven't got around to it yet, so that's really about it for me. So I'm gonna throw it over to I'll just throw it over to John.
I'm gonna go ahead and fuck it, John. Go ahead.
He's gonna try to throw
it out. Wow! It's like I'm not even here. I'm just kidding. I don't fucking care.
All right.
I don't care.
All right. John, what do you should be done?
What the age you've done?
Steaming hot a fuckload nothing.
That's hot.
Idol Champions, Meeting XL, the usual shit. Essentially no other games, except on Friday?
Mm-hmm.
Thank you. I ended up playing Among Us for the first time ever.
Drunk.
With Miss Birthday Girl.
That will roll.
Okay, and then, how did it go?
Well, I was drunk. Apparently...
Good.
I don't know why, but apparently Arnold Palmer spikes hit you like a fucking freight train.
It hit him like a Mack truck going 90.
It's only 5%. It's 24 ounces, but Jesus fucking Christ.
How many did you give?
I just had the one can.
Wow. Oh, just one, really? Okay.
That's
no, impressive. Just for some reason, it just hit me. I don't know why.
And they are what I would consider... I'm sorry. They're what I would consider dangerous. And the fact that you could probably juke those and not really feel the effect until later on. Yeah. And they go, oh, crap.
And they're not, like, super boozy, so you don't feel like you're drinking, like, crazy hardcore liquor until, it's too late. And then you're like, oh, no.
Yeah, nicely well-made Jack and Coke can also do that kind of thing.
Yep.
Among Us is fun, though.
Yes.
I'm not great at it. I mean, I didn't get really a chance to play Imposter, but... Like, I've seen a lot of gameplay footage Team Four Star and a lot of other people that play it. We didn't play the default map. Sin played the other two maps that I've hardly seen. So I have no idea where anything was. What fucking was?
Okay, so the reason why I picked the other maps is because I've not played those maps yet. The last 3 to 4 times where I got a bunch of people together, we've been playing the first map. That's why I switched it up. I was like, "Fuck it, I want to try the other maps."
So yeah, I was pretty much just, I was essentially in the dark holding my dick.
Okay.
Until the lights got shone on him while he was holding the dick going.
Well, especially because I think you were, like, around me, I thought, oh, no, she's not going to kill me. It's fine. It's just, cool. She's not the imposter or anything. It's her birthday. She's not the imposter or anything. Why did you get stabbed in the head?
the whole point is to not die in that game. So,
yes, well, tell that to the developers who makes every single task, like, 8 to 10 seconds where you're doing fucking nothing, so it's like, oh, my ass is just out in the air, so any fucking lubed up dick could just go ramming head, having ass first into my fucking...
I wasn't aware that that was that kind of game.
I mean, yeah, I mean...
At that point, it might as well be, because in the end, you're going to get boned. Get it?
Yikes.
Because the body flops and you see a bone sticking out, you're going to get boned? Fuck you guys, I hate you.
I got it!
I've never played the game, so the joke makes no sense to me. I'm sorry.
Then fucking download it! I've been trying to get assholes into it for a while now!
She's not wrong.
That adds up.
However, I did binge watch another nice adult cartoon, like the full series, again this weekend.
What'd you watch?
It's called Close Enough.
Close Enough.
Yes. It's on HBO Max. It's actually... let me see the guy's name again. Because it was the creator it's the creator of The Regular Show. Gigi Quintel.
Regular Show, yeah. No, he's pretty funny.
And it's honestly just... the premise is... parents in their early 30s with the 5-year-old child, they move into an apartment with a pair of friends. The husband's friend, who's a college professor, who's also a bit of a conspiracy nut, and his ex-wife, who's a 26-year-old influencer. And they share an apartment in a duplex, and living next door is Pearl, who is an elderly, retired L.A. cop with her redneck son. And it's a lot like Solar Opposites. I talked about that a few weeks ago, where the humor is absurd and very surreal, but it's not nearly as violent. Like, there's blood here and there, but it's not nearly as out there as like a Rick and Morty or Solar Opposites was. It's very funny. I actually think it probably has maybe better writing. Because I remember, I can't think of it. Oh, fuck. It's going to sound stupid now because of my reaction to it. But there was a joke where I actually said, this is the best written joke I've seen in an adult comedy, like in anything like Simpsons, Family Guy, Futurama, not Futurama, because Futurama, except for writing, South Park, any of that stuff in like 15 years. And I wish I could remember the joke, because it's really good. But then, of course, they subverted expectation by 5 minutes later doing another well-timed joke, which was just... Like, the humor of this one is... It's more, like, for me than anybody else, but... Like, the girls are hanging out, the mom's, like, checking up on her phone, like, watching her daughter who's being babysat. And say, hold on, I'm going to post this picture of my daughter. And the other girl grabs the phone and goes, watch this post! Throws it. It hits a fence post.
Oh, God.
a box of post cereal that somebody's eating, somebody's copy of the Washington Post, Post Malone.
Okay.
And then someone playing football go, watch out, I'll post this. You're about to throw the ball and it gets hit in the face with the phone as well.
Oh, boy.
I don't know. I just watched this. I'm like, that's fucking great. Like, it has great writing. And, like, it doesn't have, like, okay, shows don't have to have exceptional writing to me, because while the writing on something like Hell of a Boss is great, a lot of the, like, wow factor is more for the visuals. Like, the artistic endeavors and all the violence and how far they can actually push stuff. The writing's good, but the writing on Close Enough is insane. Like, this is the kind of show I fucking love. And I've never seen a regular show. I don't know what kind of writing there is. Like, if the writing's any good on that.
Regular show is usually most of the episodes start with a normal premise, and then things just completely skyrocket out of control until the episode basically ends. I've seen a couple of the first few seasons.
Yeah, there's a lot of the episode, a lot of the episodes on Close Enough. Some of them start normal, but some of them actually do start like just like, what the fuck is going on here? Just. Because when I watched it, I thought, okay, this show's a little surreal, but it seems grounded in reality. No, peyote trip. No, it's not actually a peyote trip. This actually happened. What? Like, there's no explanation of why some things happen, so you just have to take it as read that, oh, this is a surreal world. And then once I got into that mindset, I'm like, actually, I'm enjoying the show. So I actually like it a lot. Close Enough. I recommend. I believe they just finished season 2.
Okay.
So just like Solar Opposites. Like, I binge watched this, now I have to wait for more. Fuck. But I guess it's better than what it used to be, where you had to wait every week for a fucking episode like we used to when we were kids.
True. So I just want to say, so the episodes don't get like completely out of control like regular show, and by that I mean, I do remember one episode I thought that was funny, that one of the characters changes his name to, like, I think it was like Trash Boat or something, and then a character actually finds out that he gets popular over time, and a character from the future goes back to the past to stop him from using that name, or so it's like not that far gone or anything, right? Or does it kind of get kind of crazy like that?
Well, the influencer girl gets cut off from her parents, so she has to get a real job, so she starts working at Forever 23.
God damn it.
Even though she's 26?
Of course.
Yikes.
So she's booted into the back to fold a mountain of clothes. While she's folding clothes late night, the mannequins come to life and have a rave inside of Forever 23. Because the mannequins are Forever 23.
So yeah, it gets.
Then
okay, so it gets like, as goofy.
Well,
okay.
Yeah. So it's like, all right. Well, do you want to join us? Yeah. How do we do that? You turn into one of us. How do you do that? She's strapped into a table. To where it's like, oh, you get to become a mannequin now. It's like, but I don't really want this. Well, guess what? This is happening to you because we need spare parts. And you see the mannequins are kind of falling apart because of an accident she caused earlier in the day. No, it's as absurd as you could think. It's very out there.
So it's about on par.
I like very much. Yeah, it's...
Okay.
I recommend it. Close Enough. It's on HBO Max. I'm sure you can find another streaming service somewhere else. I know it's an original, but I mean, come on. Everybody can fucking figure out how to stream other shows on other platforms. It's the internet. So it's in.
Why are you trying to look up at me? Because it looks like you're looking up at Josh.
Well, you're... Fuck, that's right. I have no idea where the cameras are actually positioned right now.
I'm there. Top left, your bottom... No, I'm top left, your bottom right.
That's weird. On mine, you're actually over here.
Top, I see you this way. Left? Yes.
That way?
No.
No, that way.
Yes.
Okay, what the H have you done?
This way. Bitch, I don't know!
Sorry, for anyone that only listened to the audio, that was very fucking dumb.
It's keeping us entertained. Not very much. I've been working, and I had my birthday on Friday. Did a lot of fuck ton of
freebies. Happy belated, by the way.
Thank you. I'm old.
Don't even.
We all are.
You don't shut your
fucking even.
You shut your whore mouth. You shut your whore mouth.
Oh, okay.
Anyways, got a couple of people to play Among Us with me just for fun. And then, of course, there was that one person who says, hey, it's his birthday. I'll be like, it's my birthday! And they're like, okay, whoever's the killer, kill it first. What? Fuck you! And I still get killed every time, first time around. I'm like, fuck you, assholes! And then I find, like, after the entire fucking thing, I got finally got imposter. And I'm like running around like, and I see Jenna. Like, I'll follow him, make him feel a little sense of security. Shank, walk up. he was not expecting that. it was entertaining. Aside from that, just been working. I started my own little podcast called From Dawn Till Dusk for the Vampire Masquerade sessions that I run, so you guys can actually listen to it and be caught up as to what's going on. That's really it, to be honest. I got like a whole bunch of new stuff, but I'll talk about that later. So, Ryan.
Yes.
Why the fuck did you not say happy birthday to me?
It's a great question. I don't know. It's a great question. I don't have an answer for, honestly. Well, no. Part of it's probably because I haven't been on my computer much and have done literally nothing this week. So that's fun. I've just been fucking busy with work.
That was going to be my next question was, what in the H have you been doing?
Literally the only thing that's noteworthy is I got together with some old high school buddies and we watched The Running Man last night and that was fun.
Cool.
That movie is, it's not that bad. It's actually kind of enjoyable. And it's one of those movies that's fun to watch and just like kind of comment on as you're watching it. Cause like, it's just so ridiculous. But yeah, it's The Running Man is basically
Sub-Zero.
No, Plane Zero.
No, Plane Zero.
It just cracks me up. Cause I'm like, that was the best. Like who the fuck wrote that line? Like seriously. It's like, it is literally like, it's an Arnold movie on steroids. You can tell it was Arnold at his peak. And like, they basically went through and tried to make it to where he literally had, there was like, he had 35 terrible one-liners in it. And it was just, it was the epitome of like, it was just, it's like 1980s flat Arnold cheese. And it's pretty good. It's based on we've probably talked about this in a podcast before, but it's based on a book by Richard Bachman. And it's a short novella. It's different than a novella. The novella is really good. I recommend you read it. But Richard Bachman is Stephen King's, pen name. But it is a book based on, you know, this idea of like this, society that is, you know, crumbling and falling apart and TV is taking over everything. And funny enough, it's the movie itself is set in 2017, which is funny because it's supposed to be in the future, but since it was the '80s, it's been like 4 years. So yeah, it's just it's a weird, like disjointed, you know, Fallout esque kind of thing. Richard Dawson's in it as a real douchebag of a fucking game show host, and effectively Arnold Schwarzenegger gets thrown into this game.
Great.
Yeah, he's good. He is really good. Yeah. Arnold Schwarzenegger gets thrown into this game show where criminals can basically try to win back their freedom. They get chased by these crazy psychotic stalker serial killer people. And if they win, they blah, 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 blah. It's just 80s cheese. I recommend checking it out. It's not like this Oscar worthy anything, but it's a good like escapism movie. So recommend that. I also watched another movie with them last night called Run Ronnie Run, which is, it's weird, man. It's really freaking weird. I had never heard of it, but you know, my buddies were like, oh, sorry, is it Run Robbie Run? No, it's Run Ronnie Run. I had never heard of it, but apparently for whatever reason, what do you call it? Oh, God, what the hell is his name now? I'm losing it. David Cross and David Cross and Bob Odenkirk got together and decided that they were going to make this movie where, like, a redneck, this is the IMDb tag, a redneck with an uncanny knack for getting arrested becomes the star of his own reality show where literally he just gets arrested all the time. And it was just a terrible fucking movie. And it's the thing is, it starred fucking everybody. It starred David Cross. It starred Bob Odenkirk. It starred, oh, where's the full cast? Oh, Patton Oswalt was in it. Brian Posehn was in it. Doug Benson was in it. Sarah Silverman, Andy Richter, Dave Foley. Like, there's Trey Parker and Matt Stone were both in it. It's this weird movie from 2001 that stars Jeff Garlin. It stars like a stupid amount of fucking people, and it's Mandy Patinkin was in it. Like, for some strange reason, like, and it was fucking horrible. Jack Black was in it. I'm looking through the list as I'm talking. It was horrible. I mean, it was so bad, like, it was enjoyable to watch. Like, it was something that was actually pretty enjoyable to watch, but it was fucking weird, man. We're watching this movie. I'm like, what is even going on with this fucking movie?
Like, enjoyable in the bad way, I'm assuming.
Yeah, it was.
You know, terrible, but
it kind of reminded me of like Reno.
It's so bad, it's good.
It's like Reno 911, but worse. Like, but it has a shitload of stars in it for some strange reason. So, yeah, I don't. And it's like the funny thing is,
looking at Andy Richter,
yeah,
Ben Stiller, John Stamos. Scott Ian?
yeah, that's right. Okay. Scott Ian from Anthrax just shows up at random, right. And you're like, what the fuck? And that's the thing, if you look at the list, that's the thing, I'm having a hard time seeing everything, because there's like 200 people in this fucking movie. Yeah, Ben Stiller, Rebecca Kathy Romaine, Griffin. So that was when he was...
Patrick Warburton?
Yeah, Kathy Griffin. it's so bad, and the thing is...
Tom Kenny, SpongeBob himself.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
Yeah. So I'm watching this movie, and like, I don't know anything about this movie. They just tell me like, oh yeah, just David Cross made this movie about, you know, a redneck that gets arrested all the time. And I'm like, that's weird, but okay. And I'm watching and I'm like, how the fuck old is this movie? And then I look it up. I'm like, this movie is 20 years old. How the fuck have I never heard of this goddamn movie? Like, it was so weird. Like, so it's don't get me wrong, it's a shitty fucking movie, but I highly recommend watching it just from like the, like, it's just weird, man. It's bizarre. There's a ton of fucking people in it, and it's just all over the goddamn place. And like, you do kind of chuckle at parts, but it's just like, additionally, I would recommend not watching it by yourself, because you're going to have a bad time. You need people there to laugh with. Otherwise it's just going to be fucking trash.
Well, it's very depressing.
Not even depressing, just stupid. Like, just really, really stupid. Yeah.
You need to laugh at the stupid with other people.
Yeah. It's, if you can watch it with people and you can gel back and forth, like, okay, cool. But like, other than that, yeah, this movie is, yeah. Run, Ronnie, Run, a 2002 weird fever dream of a movie made by David Cross from Arrested Development fame and a bunch of other things. And Bob Odenkirk, most currently famous for doing Breaking Bad and Better Call Saul. So yeah. And Bob Odenkirk's character is not what you think it's going to be. Just so everybody knows. Yeah. So that's pretty much what I did. Got with some buddies last night and drank a shitload of bourbon and watched some movies. And then that's pretty much it. God, this week I've just been working, man. Just working and jerking. You know what I mean? Doing it up. Getting it done. So that's pretty much it for me. So I guess we'll roll on into the general news then. First and foremost, The Hidden Palace Video Game Preservation Group releases a massive dump, giggity, of over 700 PS2 early builds, prototypes, etc. Kind of an interesting thing. Like, it just, you know, it, all of a sudden they decided they're calling it Project Deluge, and they just released this huge, huge dump. And they posted a live stream on Twitch. According to Kotaku, it lasted over 6 hours on Saturday night, and during that stream, they showcased a number of pre-release builds for demos and pre-release builds and demos for various games, including Crash Bandicoot, The Wrath of Cortex, Lego Star Wars, Crazy Taxi, and Final Fantasy X2. Some of the builds were only seen at trade shows. Some of them were debug and beta builds, etc., etc. In total, though, it was 850 gigabytes of dumps. So that's a lot of dumps. And it's kind of cool. And apparently they're not done. They have many more prototypes to dig through. So they'll be doing a bunch more large dumps in the future, including dumps for Persona 3 and other things. So it's kind of an interesting, quirky little thing for me. You know, it's not, I'm not going to go through all those dumps myself, but it's interesting. All right, let's move on to the next
one. They're a great site. They're a great site. I've caught up with them a couple times on stuff. They somehow found a prototype of Sonic 1, the last big one that I saw.
Oh, nice.
Which a lot of this, the prototype they found was a pretty early build. It wasn't the earliest, but there's like stuff that were in the gaming magazines at the time that are in that build that weren't in the final. So they found, I guess, one of the more rare prototypes. But they do good work over there preserving stuff. So yeah, the Hidden Palace is pretty awesome.
Yeah, I had never heard of them up until this, but then I started looking at their work and I was like, okay, I just didn't recognize the name. But yeah, it's cool. It's a cool thing to see. It's kind of, it reminds me of like Internet Archive almost, like where it just, it's a bunch of different,
very similar.
It's video game related. Very cool. Josh, why do we feel old as fuck?
Shitload of noteworthy games turns 20 this year, proving that we are old as fuck.
Yeah, so, fucking yikes, man. There's a bunch of stuff that turns 20.
Uh-oh.
Kotaku. That sounds like a really delicious nerdy taco. Kotaku writer Zach Zuisen had a commentary column this past week where he says, I can't handle how many games turn 20 years old this year. And I was like, oh, no. So I started looking through the list, and guys, we're old as fuck. So here's his list. It's not all of them, but it's his general.
I need an article to be told that.
What's that? So yeah, this is not the whole list of all the games, but it's the list of, you know, what he thinks is the most noteworthy. RuneScape, Unreal Tournament, the Dreamcast edition, Grand Theft Auto 3, Fuck My Life, Max Payne,
that's a big one.
Yep, Tony Hawk 3, Final Fantasy 10. Holy fucking Christ! I can't believe that game's 20 years old.
That's a big one.
Gran Turismo 3, Silent Hill 2.
Wow.
Yeah. Twisted Metal Black. Twisted Metal, not Twisted Metal or Twisted Metal 2 or 3. No, Twisted Metal Black. What the fuck? That was the PlayStation 2 one. Burnout, the original one. SSX Tricky. Metal Gear Solid 2, Sons of Liberty. Halo. Return to Castle Wolfenstein. Pikmin. And for some reason, this is the one that really blew me away the most. Luigi's Mansion. That game does not seem like it should be anywhere near as old as it is.
No.
I don't understand.
One that I just remembered while you were going through that list that stuck out to me, and that really makes me feel old. I picked this up once when it first came out. Not exactly when it first came out, but soon after. On the Dreamcast, June of this year, Sonic Adventure 2 is 20 years old.
Oh, my God. Oh, guys, we're old as fuck. I hate to say it. We're like really, really old. We are really unbelievably old. It's really bad. It's really, really bad.
And for the people about it on GameCube, don't worry. Next year, the GameCube version is 20 years old, so don't worry.
Oh, God.
Man, you feel fucking guilty for making fun of my age in the first round of the podcast, asshole?
Fuck you!
No, Ryan.
Yeah, no, I got you. I got you. Fuck my life. Lord, yeah, we are just old as shit, bros. We're just old as shit. My God. So anyway, yeah, all those games. And the thing is, I guarantee more games will come out. I'll do some digging and see if I can figure out what other games. That was just the games that were noteworthy to this one particular person. But my God, we are old as fuck. All right, moving on.
I can pull up a list, I'm sure.
John, What's up with Josh, and why is he going to be super fucking stoked?
Well, he's going to be super fucking stoked that the Shin Megami Tensei 3 Nocturne Remaster is finally coming to the U.S.
Yeah, I feel like...
already. Look at him.
Yeah, I feel like Josh played through this game once as like a weird S&M punishment or something. And now you can play it again, remastered, Josh.
In HD, great. Yeah, I get to face Matador again and then cuss constantly because the difficulty went up too high.
Yeah, so Josh has talked about this on the show before. No, like, that's apparently like
pretty good.
Well, you said it was really good, but you said it was just easily probably the hardest Shin Megami game you've ever played.
I mean, at that point, I've played mostly just Persona 2, or no, I'm sorry, Persona 3 and I think 4 at that point. I could be wrong.
Okay.
And then I went back after a buddy of mine who on a whim randomly decided to pick that up. I don't believe he has it anymore. Played through with it. It's a little too hard. I'm kind of getting into it, but you know, I'll wait a little bit. And then I think I did beat his copy. That's right. No, I borrowed it, beat his copy, and gave it back to him, but I did later purchase my own. But yeah, that is to go from Persona 3, which wasn't too hard. I would say it's difficulty wise, it's moderate up to a point, especially the PS2 version. But and then go to Nocturne 3, and it's like, okay, this isn't hard. Oh, holy shit! Why is this guy like debuffing me constantly? Oh, I'm already dead. What the hell? I know in this version they're going to do a what merciful, I think, is what the difficulty level is called. It's supposed to be easier, more XP buffs, more money, etc. So there's that outside it being in HD and widescreen and updated visuals. I know the Steam version, I think, is going to have DLC to make it bump up to the version that we got on PS2 that includes, as the European sticker states, Dante from the Devil May Cry series. But for that, yeah, I beat the game originally on... There's three different... Throughout the game, most of the Megami Tensei games, there's a chaotic ending, a lawful ending, and a neutral ending. The neutral ending being the harder one to get, and that was the one I got. In Nocturne, there's a separate ending. There's like a demon ending that includes an extra 20-hour dungeon that you could go through. That's it's multi-layered.
That's
and it with checkpoints, obviously. But yeah, I did not opt for that because one, that is the hardest enemies of the game are in that dungeon. And two, I already got my fill with like 50 hours into that, if I remember right, for that game. So I was good.
I'm full.
The music is fantastic in the game, too. Yeah. I'm full.
No. If you say you were complete with this, it's like, I'm full.
Oh, yeah. I'm sorry. yeah, the music in the game is really, really well done. Made by the guy who did, I think, most of the series, actually. But I'm undecided if I want to get the HD version. I'll wait to hear feedback, because the initial feedback from the Japanese release was not good. So I'll wait and see if they fixed any of the issues with the Japanese version for the international release. So, yeah, that's my story for Nocturne 3. Still need to play through 4. And where the hell is 5?
Yeah,
you announced it like 4 years now, I think. You got a blanket date last year of 2021. Where's 5?
You want it too much. That's why. That's why I'm not giving you 5. You want it too badly.
Oh, that's probably it. Yeah.
Like, Like the best ever.
And then there was silence.
So let's go ahead and move on then. Josh, this is yours, so go nuts.
Oh, sure. Yeah, do they sell propane and propane accessories in the future? Well, Hank may be able to tell us, as a revival of King of the Hill may be in the works. So this I pulled this from IGN. There's a couple different sources there. So there was a writer for King of the Hill, Brent Forrester is his name, who lately revealed on Tech Radar during a Reddit AMA that there are still negotiations underway for King of the Hill, but they have once again verified that they are still looking into it. He's kind of claiming that it may be a thing. His direct quote, as it listed in the article here, I am sure Greg Daniels and Mike Judge will murder me for sharing this, but hell yes, he writes. They are in hot negotiations to bring back King of the Hill. The Trump administration made it suddenly very relevant again. The characters have all aged 15 years. The project is so good. Okay, I've said too much.
Nice.
So, yeah, might have King of the Hill back. I assume most of the cast is returning outside, obviously, Brittany Murphy and Tom Petty, who have both passed on. So, so they're going to have to write off Luann and Lucky somehow.
They'll figure it out.
The rest should be still available outside Father, who later in the series they wrote him off. But Khan should. I assume Toby Huss is still available. Khan for that. Obviously, Mike Judge. Stephen Root and Bill Dotrieve. I think everybody should be available. They might have to have a new voice for Bobby, but that's, you know, being taken place 15 years later. But I agree with him. I feel like the show can become relevant again. I think from the time the show ended, I can't remember what year. I want to say 2008, 2009, somewhere around there, to now. I think they have enough material where they could, like, go into the future as they plan and then, like, continue. So
I like the idea. And I think that, I think with Beavis and Butthead, it could work. Continue.
Oh, yeah. So, oh, no, that's really all I had on that. So I would be excited.
This is an old story from, we ended up not talking about last week, but John had sent this in. Apparently there's some hot beef going on between the Iron Sheik and Soulja Boy. What?
Yeah. I where I originally saw this.
I was looking through and I was like, all right. So this is apparently a thing.
Yeah. Just the absurdity of it is kind of why I like it so much. I got this from PW Mania, although a lot of players. Apparently, Soulja Boy originally got into a Twitter beef with Randy Orton because he was calling. There was a match between Sheamus and Drew McIntyre, and it was a physical fucking war. Like, there's pictures here. I'll probably send them in a bit, where they are, like, their backs are absolute hamburger.
That's not a good sign.
No, it's just because they hacked 7 shades of shit out of each other. As, well, as wrestlers of the UK style want to do. I mean, there's a lot of, like, in history, William Regal versus Finlay was one of the most hard-hitting wrestling matches in WCW history. So apparently they posted that, and Soulja Boy, for some reason, got in everybody's face, saying, "Oh, this shit's fake. Oh, this shit's fake." So it got to Randy Orton. There's the pictures right there. Drew especially got the shit kicked out of him on that one.
Oh, jeez.
And I guess Soulja Boy just called it fake. Or maybe he called something else fake and Randy Orton brought that up.
Soulja Boy told him.
Well, no. Iron Sheik told him. Because tagging on to Randy Orton, Soulja Boy called it fake, so Randy was like, fake, right, Soulja Boy? By the way, which one of your baby mamas do I send the bill to for making you relevant again? So, yeah, that was kind of a hit. And then all of a sudden, out of nowhere, and I have to, I'm going to try to do my terrible Iron Sheik impersonation.
Oh, God.
Okay. All
right. It's essentially just yelling. And this is kind of what I get off, like, the Bacha Mania and everything. His first post was, fuck this Soulja Brony boy! I break his fucking neck with my baby finger!
That's not horrible.
It's pretty good.
Soulja Boy replies,
okay, stop. Give me a second. Okay, now you can continue screaming.
That's fair.
Soulja Boy replies, fuck you, bitch. I'll smack the shit out of that bald head.
Oh, shit.
Iron Sheik replied, Soulja bitch, you dumb fucking no good ring, don't rap jabroni piece of shit. I crank your ass, put you in the camel clutch, make you humble. And it proceeds to continue that way for numerous posts. Where Soulja Boy references that one fucking song he had.
Soulja Boy, tell him.
And the Iron Sheik essentially saying he will break his back and make him humble all over the place.
So it is, he was trying to Superman that hoe? That hoe being the Iron Sheik? Bad jokes. Bad jokes all around.
Well, I was going to say he has that other song he has that other song that claims that he looks like Goku.
Oh my God.
Let me see if I can find another good one.
Yeah, I'm trying to find one because I saw one pop up that was pretty good. So I'm trying to see if I can find it.
Well, here I got the link to essentially. This is the whole stream, but this is a lot of the good ones.
Yeah, there's one really good one.
Yeah,
and I have to find it. When was this?
This all happened.
Actually deleted. Oh no, here it is. Oh no, here it is. Here it is. So Soulja Boy responds at one time, "You won't do shit, El Superman. Your goofy looking ass. Don't play with me. Turn you into the Iron Bitch." Iron Sheik replies, Soulja Brony, boy, you have mosquito dick. How many times have you sold out the Madison Square Garden? Whoa, worse than the jabroni howdy-doody guitar player Hulk Hogan.
Because he has to dig at Hulk Hogan no matter what he does.
Soulja Brony, that's...
Oh, yeah.
That's a... That's a thing that I don't think I ever want to see.
he had to dig at Hulk Hogan. Like, once somewhere.
Yeah. No, that's his thing. That's his thing.
Yeah.
Soulja Brony.
And then there's doctored Photoshop of him putting Soulja Boy in the camel clutch.
All right. So, yeah, just random things that showed up on the news that were like, what the fuck's going on there, my guy?
The Soulja Boy equals a raisin balls.
Yeah. The Soulja Boy equals the raisin balls.
Wow. just I don't have anything else. Just Jesus fucking Christ. Wow. Holy wow.
Yeah, I'm not entirely sure how it spiraled out of control the way it did. Sorry, with Soulja Boy calling wrestling fake and Randy Orton responding with that picture of what happened between Sheamus and Drew McIntyre. And then all of a sudden, the Sheik just... Went full Sheik.
And I've probably said this on the podcast before. I'll say it, you know, I'll say it again. Like I had, we were talking about this at work one day, and one of my coworkers was like, "No, wrestling is not fake. It's scripted. There's a difference. Everything they do is very, very real. It's just scripted. That's the only difference." But in much the same way that like a stunt double for a movie gets the fucking shit beat out of him just day to day to day, that's how wrestling works too, dude. Like it's not, it's very real. You will get F'd in the A, man. So anyway, yeah, that's a thing that happened. The Iron Sheik going after Soulja Boy because Soulja Boy just keeps trying to be relevant for some reason with his weird game consoles that are illegal from China.
Right? Damn, you beat me to it. I was going to... Okay.
I'm just saying, like, that's the only reason he's been in the news recently. Right. He's got all these weird knockoff consoles, man.
Like, this isn't part of the beef, but just... This is proof that the Iron Sheik's Twitter is one of the most entertaining places to be.
Yeah, we should probably be there. I fully support that. Yeah. All right, well, I guess that's going to wrap up the general news for the week and take us on into our next segment of Nerdgasm Grab Bag, where we reach into our bags and we potentially pull out some stuff that we might have bought. Oh, did anybody buy anything noteworthy this week?
No, because I spent way too much fucking money on D&D source books last week.
That adds up. That actually fully adds up. Oh, anybody else?
I do have one small thing, just really quick. Got this. If you don't know, I don't know how well that's coming across in the... Oh, there we go. Got that. If you don't know what that is, it is an EP by Hikaru. I believe it is. I'm trying to pronounce the name right, and I'm starting to already get off a little bit. Hikaru Udata, who did music for, of all things, probably best known for the music for Kingdom Hearts, but she did the music for the theme for Kingdom Hearts, I should say. It's Simple and Clean, Sanctuary. She done music for the Rebuild of Ava films, and that is the CD that contains the four tracks of that, including I think a remix of one of them, two instrumentals, and a rendition of Because of Evangelion, Fly Me to the Moon, which I think they used for promos in the 1.0.
Nice.
I randomly got that. Yeah, that's all I got. Really like the music from 3.0 and 4.0, the 4.0 being the last Kiss song, so it's really well done.
Nice.
Just buying more Ava shit, because I've been in an Ava mood a lot lately.
Hot Ava shit.
That's it.
Nice.
Yeah.
Sin, you got anything?
What's going on in... Sorry.
What?
I'm not sure what's going on Steam, but apparently Rockstar Games is having a huge-ass sale, and all of my Final Fantasy games on my wish list are all on sale, so something... There's a big movement going on Steam
right
now.
Yeah, I'd be excited, except unfortunately... Unfortunately,
you own it all.
Unfortunately, I own all of them already.
You have all?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Unfortunately, those games that are on sale, I can't take advantage of, because I already own them, which seems stupid to say. Yeah. Sin, you got anything? Sin?
Oh, sorry. I was looking at to see if any of my games were on sale. people who came into my stream like the last few nights leading up to my birthday has like donated lots of money to me for my birthday as gifts. So I've been buying things left and right. I bought like 10 board games. Gotcha.
Sweet.
Nice.
Including Scrabble, Monopoly, because I always wanted those games as a kid. So I was like, fuck it, I'm still a kid. I'll get them, right? Right?
You're only as old as you feel.
Yep.
Yeah,
so I bought like a whole bunch of games. I bought like fucking Tank Tops galore because I need to replace a whole bunch of them. As I realize, I've been putting a good chunk of what money I have gotten on paying off my credit card and putting it into my CD, so I could save money. That's it. That's all I really did.
Sweet.
Cool.
Oh.
What about you?
Yeah, nothing crazy this week. I just ended up going through, like, the fat stimmies came through, and I was like, I'm not blowing the whole stimmy on, you know, crazy shit, but I've been eyeballing some new earbuds for the past, like, I don't know, several months, and my girlfriend's been bitching at me, just buy the fucking things. And so the thing is, I've got a Samsung Galaxy Note 20 Ultra, and so, like, I've been eyeballing the Samsung earbuds because they pair really well with it, and, like, they've got the Galaxy Buds Plus, and then they've got the Lives, and they've got the Pro, and all this different stuff. And so I did research, and eventually, you know, yeah, this week I decided to buy the Galaxy Buds Live. And they're probably the best earbuds I've ever used. They sound really great, and they're stupidly comfortable, and they're really weird looking. Whoops. They look like little beans.
Whoops.
Like they're little beans.
I might have something like that.
Yeah, and the thing is, they don't have like the weird suction cuppy do thing on them. They're like beans, but like they fit comfortably in your ears. They don't move once they're in your ears, and they just. You don't even know, like, you forget that you have them in. Like, they're very comfortable. They sound really good. Battery life's great. The case is shockingly small. Like, a lot of other earbuds that I've had in the past, like the wireless ones, like, the case is, like, twice this width, you know? So, yeah, that's really the only thing I picked up were some Galaxy Buds Live, and they're fantastic, and I'm enjoying them. Outside of that, though, I haven't really bought anything. So here's another thing, too, and I'll use this as an opportunity to talk about why we can't podcast next week.
Spoiler warning.
Yeah, spoiler warning. So podcast will have to get postponed for a week because I am going on an impromptu road trip vacation. And this time next week, we will be driving from Iowa to Michigan City, Indiana. Why am I going to Iowa? Because why the fuck not?
Okay, that answers my question.
Yeah, so me and the girlfriend ended up getting some time off, and we were going to take a few days. So we were going to take a kind of like a long weekend-ish thing and just take like 2-3 nights. And the game plan originally was to go to Michigan City, Indiana, and then from there jump up and spend a night in Chicago, and from there go to a small little tiny town in the middle of nowhere in Indiana for the third night and then come home. Just a nice little trip, get away from home, whatever. And then I ended up being able to, because work has been crazy and like things got canceled and shifted around, I was able to take 2 more days. And so we decided that what we're going to do is Friday night after work, and you know, I drop my son off and stuff like that, we're going to hit the road and drive about 3.5 hours deep into like BFE, Indiana. And then the next morning we'll get up, we'll stay at a hotel. The next morning we'll get up, and I was like, where can we go? I'm like, you know what? Fuck it. Let's go to Iowa. Neither of us have been to Iowa. Neither of us have ever seen the Mississippi River. So fuck it. We're going to Iowa. So this time next week we'll be in Michigan City by then. But Sunday next week, we'll be driving back to Michigan City, Indiana, from Iowa. So, yeah, that's the other thing we spent money on is just hotel rooms. So, yeah.
It's worth it.
Podcast will be on hold for a week. I do apologize, but unfortunately, I won't be in the state of Michigan. And my setup, unfortunately, does not really go. It doesn't travel well.
If it did, I'd be kind of concerned.
Yeah, it's not like, I mean, the PC itself is huge, plus my monitor, plus the cameras, and not even if we said audio only, like it doesn't work. So anyway, sorry, Josh, I think you were saying something?
I was going to ask if you were planning on fording the river over there.
No, I think we'll actually just drive over the bridges.
Okay. Yeah. All right. I had to ask. Read it up that way.
Yeah. So anyway, that'll be that. And I'll keep everybody updated and we'll talk about it or whatever when I get back. But yeah, so we'll take a week off. So dear listener, dear viewer, dear everybody, next week, the 28th, we will be taking a hiatus week because I will be out of town. And we will be right back with you on the 4th of April. So I'll just use that as the opportunity to let everybody know. Yeah, it's going to be good times. And I'm not going to talk about the rooms that I booked because my girlfriend doesn't know about most of them. They're going to be a surprise.
Interesting.
And that was my point. So the only rooms that my girlfriend knows about are the first room and the last room. The first room is literally just a suite at Comfort Inn and Suites, which is like when a suite in a Comfort Inn and Suites is just hey, it's got a bathtub too. Woo. Like, you know what I mean? Which is not a big deal. You know, like I'm not shitting on it. It just, we're staying because the first night we're driving 3.5 hours into Indiana at like 5 PM. We're not going to get there until after dark. Like, who cares? We're not trying to like stay in somewhere fancy hoity toity. You're not going to really enjoy it. We're basically getting there to like eat and like sleep and then move on. And then the last place that we're staying is a little cabin that we rented out in Angola, Indiana, which is the middle of nowhere, which is because that's the reason, like it's the middle of nowhere. You're just by yourself and it's cool. And it's a cabin that we rented out about 6 months ago. And so that was a cool place, but everywhere we're staying in between, we stay somewhere every night differently. And she knows nothing about any of those places. So it's going to be interesting, but yeah, I'll fill everybody in 2 weeks when we're back. So 2 weeks from now, podcast will be back, but we're taking a week off because I will be gone from Friday the 26th until the 31st of this lovely month of March. Anyway, that's about it for what I purchased. And yeah, I didn't have a master debation this week, and Waifu Weekends is still apparently on hold. So yeah, I guess that's going to wrap up, bring us into the conclusion of this voluptuous podcast. No. Yeah. All right. Well, I guess that'll wrap it up then. Cool. Well, hey, I'm your host, Ryan, and as always, I'm sitting in with Josh.
Let's just see what people are mad about this week. Oh, Magic School Bus? What, are people still mad that they didn't show the small and large intestine going out of Arnold's sphincter, or what? Why are people still mad about Magic School Bus here?
Oh, God. Yeah. Fucking that woke crowd, man. I'm sitting in with John.
So, open mic night sounded like a lot of fun until I realized I've been invited to an autopsy.
Oh, God. Oh, that took me a minute. That is horrible. Oh, Jesus. Yeah, not as good as the top of the hour, but still pretty good. And we're sitting in with Sin.
I Dutch oven my dog, or is it just me, or am I the only one who does that? Just me? Oh, okay. Fair enough.
I want my dogs in my room.
You're my dog. You're my amigo. That's a really bad Owen Wilson impression. Anyway, yeah, that's going to do the podcast. So, yeah, fucking cool.